Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are. This is the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. I've been Global Voices. Today, December 24th, 2022. And of course, we're going to be here with you until high noon. That's 12 o'clock in our neck of the woods. Wherever you are, make the adjustment because it's going to be filled up. Packed show. And with that, I think we're going to start off with prayer. Again, I want to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good afternoon to everyone.
Yes, indeed, and now we are in heaven's body.
Father, this morning we just want to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory that's due to your holy name. Father, we exalt you, we lift you up. There's none like you, there's none above you. We thank you, O God, this day for a new morning. We thank you at this time, the 24th of December, this season that we celebrate. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who came as a baby in the flesh as man to die and atone for our sins. Thank you, O God, that you have given us this gift of your son, Jesus Christ, this gift of salvation, that whosoever believe in you will not perish, but have everlasting life. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can come to your throne, thanking you that you have paid our sin debt in full, past, present, and future. We thank you for the hope that we have in Jesus. And we thank you as we celebrate this season, that we would remember the reason for this season. We love you. We praise you. We pray that everything that is done on this show today will bring glory to you, O God, Father, and we pray for all the listening audience. Lord, we pray for those who are celebrating and those who are not celebrating. We pray that you will look over them and help them to continue, their God, to look to you. We pray for those, their God, even at this time, in this cold weather, O God, who is not even warm at this time. Lord, we pray that you would send someone to help them. Lord, we pray that you would cover them there, Father, and have mercy upon them even at this time. We pray for those who are incarcerated at this time too, Lord, comfort them and help them to know how much you love them, you care for them, and that you have a plan for their lives. I pray for my husband, Ivor, oh God, even at this time, the radio host, him and Cardinal. Dear Father, I pray that you would continue to keep your hands upon them and help them to continue to seek your face as they become the man of God that you have planned him to be. We love you, we praise you, and we give you thanks again. We give you all the glory which is due to your name. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
want to say good morning to Matrice Nisbet over there in the cold in New York. Just as cold as we are here in Georgia. And then we'll have Lynn to say special prayer for those sick and shut in. He has a prayer list. So we're going to summon Lynn after Matrice. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Ivor.
Oh, that sounds like a cold. Good morning, Matrice.
My teeth are chattering. It's 7 degrees. Sun is shining. What kind of message is that? Good morning. How are you? How is the family?
We're here, blessed and sheltered, keeping a little warm. You have heard in the prayer that you're praying for those who are not so fortunate to be warm at this time. But it seems as if the whole country is under this cold spell. Even in Miami, there were 41 degrees this morning, and I'm sure it was lower than that when I checked in. So
okay.
I think it's a deep freeze all over. I haven't checked in the California area with my daughter, but I would want to believe that it's going to be cold all over.
Hopefully.
How is Mama Bobby?
Hopefully Dennis would pity us and send the sunlight shining, beaming over our side. Mama Bobby,
yes,
wrapped up, he's snuggled in.
She's snuggled.
You can't even see her face.
Ooh, I'm telling you. She's one of those where you can't see the faces. What's that religion? Yahweh and those kind of people, what have you. But anyway, let me go ahead and summon Lynn here. We'll get back to the thick of things in a minute here because he's a prayer list. He's a prayer warrior as well. So, especially in these times, I'm going to summon him. Hope he's in a position where he can lend his voice. Good morning, Lynn, and I hope you are not as cold as Matrice and myself at this time. We're reporting 7 and 8 and 6 degrees. Good morning, good morning.
Everyone. How is everyone?
Everyone is doing all right, but
okay.
Cold.
Oh, okay. I wasn't hearing you guys too well, so I got to just adjust my mic. But anyway, good morning to you all, wonderful people. I'm in the same boat because we are 21 degrees in the shade. And
wow.
I saw 21 degrees. And I saw snow for the first time for a long time. Not that it's snowing here, but if you open your hose and add water on the surface, it turns to snow.
Wow.
That's what happened. Yeah. Snowing in Tallahassee. Snowing in.
Wow.
But not too bad.
Strange.
It could happening. Be worse. Yes.
Global warming is real. I remember Al Gore was really high on that global warming and everybody was thinking it's a joke, but I really think it's that time where we might think that hell might freeze over.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes.
It's tough.
Yep. But then I'm going to summon you to go ahead and send out some prayers for the sick and shut those who are not as fortunate to be maybe out of a hospital, maybe somebody's in a morgue, they're under. Hopefully no one is under a bridge at this time. But anyway, I'll turn it over to you.
Well, sadly to say that Mr. McKenzie, he's in the hospital, one of our members. Of, I think he fell and has had some injury to himself. I haven't been able to speak with him, but I just got the news that he was not hospitalized. So, but like, This morning, I just want to just take time out to just remember the ones who are sick and the ones who we have been praying for over the years. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to provide yet another show. We pray especially for the ones who are sick, Dr. Leroy Lashley and his dear daughter, Lisa. We also pray for Bobsy Nisbet, of course, his mother, as well as Connie Whitley, Ellie Matt, Everett Carter, who has been struggling with ill health, and I know he would have been happy to be up with us and talk to us. Oliver Solomon, and of course, Murchis Nisbet, El Comido Willett. I saw him recently, and Lord, he looked improved. So keep on touching his body, Lord. Ralston Otto, Winfred Francis, and Telbert Francis, my two brothers. Dennis Kelman, Lord, and Joseph Gunship, a schoolmate of mine. Willis and Mona Daniel, good friends of mine as well. And Fillmore Holpike, we have not heard from him, Lord, for a while. I hope all is well with him. Lord, we thank you. Keep on helping the friends like Earl Stevens, Enid Hughes, Dr. Roger Brown, Virgil Francis' son, and of course, we talked about Linford McKenzie. He is still hospitalized, Lord. We pray for him. We hope that you can touch his body from the bottom of his feet to the top of his head, Lord. We pray for those who have not expressed their concerns, but who may be struggling in any way whatsoever, Lord. We pray for the people who have to endure this snowstorm. I know it's difficult in our parts, but it's more difficult elsewhere, Lord. We pray for Iva, Cardinal, Merchis, Lynette, and all the others who are doing the show this morning. We trust that they have a wonderful show, as they usually do, and that all will be well this next 3 hours. In your precious name we pray. Of course, we also want to pray for Iva's wife. We haven't heard from her, Barbara, for a while, Lord, but we just hope that all is well with her as well. We trust that all will be well today for this show. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I think you would have missed it, Leon. I'm going to get about on here in a minute to the middle of the morning. Okay.
Okay. Indeed.
Okay.
Hi, good morning. Good morning to Leon. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, present. Good to hear your voice, you know. And good to hear your name being called on the radio. Merry Christmas to you in advance, and I hope that all will be well with you and the family.
To you and your family, and I pray that we continue as I prayed earlier, knowing the reason for the season. It's so nice hearing you, Leon. Okay, take
nice hearing you as well.
This is Caribbean Vibe.
Drink a rum and a
Christmas is coming, every child is hoping. The old Santa will come calling. Ho, 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 ho. How will Santa get here? Promise from Mama, promise from Papa, that come Christmas there'll be many gifts from Santa. Ho, 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 ho. How will Santa get here? There is no way here in my country. He has to borrow me neighbor donkey. Oh, 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 oh. How will Santa get here? Oh, 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 oh. How will Santa get here?
Santa looking for a wife. Santa looking for a wife.
after looking for a wife.
giving, sharing gifts everywhere. This year I am praying before this season pass, someone would give me a Bible for Christmas. I want a Bible for my Christmas gift. Jericho, where the armies of God prevail. I want to read about Daniel in the lion's den. I want to read about Samson, the strongest of all men. I want a Bible for my Christmas gift. This is a time for celebration, of course. Somewhere along the way, that true meaning may be lost. It's all in the Bible about the birth of Christ. I want to read about it and read.
I want a Bible
Bible. That's his only wish. That's the king obstinate there of Antigua and Barbuda. But folks, you know, tomorrow we're going to be having a six-hour-long Maui Sun with a whole lot of Christmas songs, Christmas greetings, and a Bible reading and all the good stuff. Away in a manger, no crib for his bed. Cool. If December 25th was this cool, Jesus should have born in a manger. What a strong baby. Well, we still have to stay with the realm of things here. Let's roll it for you.
Loving Jesus.
Yes, indeed. Jump up with me, Jesus. Well, folks, you know, we are getting very, very close to the end of our inspirational portion. But, of course, we are going to be having a marathon tomorrow. Let me say here and now, you have got to be in on the show tomorrow. And you have to call and send your greetings via this medium that folks can hear all of their well wishes. Maybe Santa would get there by the donkey. That's what Kathleen is saying. So she's expecting him to get there. Because last year, she said he got stuck in the chimney. The year before, he came down all smutty. And she didn't want no toys from him because he was all black and stuck.
never fails me all my days. I've been held in your hand from the moment that I wake up till I lay my head. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you
And then we had a guy coming in on a donkey, so that Kathleen can get a present and gifts, as you know it feels. So we're standing by for David. As long as we rally, rally around the West Indies. Folks, that's all we know. Grew up on the West Indies. So we got to rally around the West Indies. But right now, and right about now, we can be rallying around none other than Your Majesty, the illustrious one, Mr. Davy Maitland. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Ivor. Good morning, Leon. Good morning, Cardinal. I would like to say special good morning to my friend who come down here and bring his winter with him to us, because I'm telling you, it is certainly kicking down here, Ivor. I opened up the windows this morning, and I had to literally close them back up very quickly.
You know what they said? No name, like no blame, no donkey shame. You're not calling no name, right?
Yeah. No, not calling any name. You understand? He certainly bring it this year, man. Not only is he soaking up all sunshine, he's bringing his weather with him to us. So I'll just leave it at that. I would like to say good morning to Lynette and Marcy and Barbara. And good morning to the listeners wherever they are in the world. Good morning, good day, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Welcome to the Saturday morning show, the sports edition. First, I'd like to start off, Ivor, this morning with the, as we know, the World Cup had ended last Sunday with the final being played on the Qatar. And what a final that was, Ivor. We glued to our TV, and it was a riveting final. We got all our money's worth from that final there. So I'd like to say congrats to Lionel Messi and Argentina for Lionel Messi winning a major trophy there. Otherwise, their Copa America end up winning. And I saw that inkling that once he won that Copa America trophy there, he was going to possibly win the World Cup, which he did. They had a scare, but they came back and went through there. So I'd like to say also congratulations to Morocco and Qatar, who played for third and fourth place. Morocco is African team, you know, and Croatia, showing that they didn't have any fancy player, but they played to their strength, so their defense and counter-attack there. So just like to say congratulations to the teams. Those four teams who made it to the semifinal and final. But also, you know, the other teams that played in the coming spring. I will next deal with the Spotless Premier League which resume on Monday, December 26th, which is Boxing Day. We'll have Brentford versus Tottenham at 7:30. Then you have Leicester City versus Newcastle at 10. Everton Wolves versus Wolves, that's at 10. Southampton versus Brighton, that's at 10. Fulham versus Crystal Palace, that's also at 10. And at 12:30, Aston Villa versus Liverpool, and that's at 12:30. Now we go to the point standing, Ivan. And Arsenal is on top. They play some 14 matches, and they have 37 points, followed by Manchester City with 32. Newcastle played 15, and they have 30 points. Tottenham plays some 15 matches, and they have 29. Man U play 14, and they have 26. Liverpool is play 14, and they have 22. Liverpool is in 6th place, while Man U is in 5th. Brighton plays 14, and they have 21. They're in 7th. In 8th place, you have Chelsea. They're 14 and they are 21. In 9th place, you have Fulham. Played 15 and they have 19 points. In 10th place, you have Brentford. They play some 15 matches and they have 19 points. In 11th place is Crystal Palace. They're 14 and they have 19. In 12th place, Aston Villa. They're 15 and they have 18. In 13th place is Leicester City, play 15 and they are 17. In 14th place is Bournemouth, play 15 and they are 16. In 15th place is Leeds, play 14 and they are 15. In 16th place, West Ham, play 15 and they are 14. Everton is in 17th place, they play 15 and they are 14 points. 18th place is Nottingham Forest, they play 15 and they have 13. And 19, they have Southampton, play 15 and they have 12. And Wolves is at the bottom of the table, play 15 and they have 10. So the bottom three is Nottingham Forest, Southampton, and Wolves. So that's what's happening in football. We'll now turn to India versus Bangladesh. And this is the second test match there. And that is a cliffhanger right now with what's going on in that test match. As you know, India is leading that series 1-0. Bangladesh batted first and they made 227 all out with Farooq, Hak. He got 84. There's 26. So Mustafa Rahim, 25 to Linton Das, and 24 to Hussein Shanto. Bowling for India, we have Umesh Yadav. He got 4 for 25 from terms of 15 over, which included 4 maidens. And Ravindra Ashwin got some 21.5 over 3 men, 71 runs, and he got 4 wickets. And Jadhav Yunadkat got some 16 overs, 2 men, 50 runs, and he got 2 wickets. And India batted, they made 314 with Richard Pan getting 93. And his 93 came from 104 ball with 7 fours and 5 sixes. Next best was Trevor Iyer. He got 87 from 104 ball, 10 four and 2 sixes. Chidwa Pujara got 24. Virat Kohli got 24. There's 20 runs to Shubman Gill. So those were the main contributor there. Bowling for Bangladesh, you have Tajul Islam, who was on 25 overs, 3 made 74 runs and 4 wickets. And Shakib Al Ahsan, 19.3 overs, 3 made 79 runs and 4 wickets. In Bangladesh batted in their second inning, they bowled out for 231 with Linton Das getting 73 from 98 balls with 7 fours. And Zareek Hassan got 51 with 31 going to Nurul Hasan. And 31 not out to Taskin Ahmed. So those were the main contributors there on that. Bowling for India, Akshar Patel got 3-68 for some 19 overs. Mohammad Siraj got 2-41 from 11. And Ashwin got 2-66 from 22 overs. Now, India batting their 45-4, still needing another 100 runs, I think, to overall the total they were chasing. Give me a second here, Ivan. Yeah, they still need that 100 runs to overall the total and take the series. They're 45-4 with Akshar Patel, 26 not out. So he was the only person to get into double figures. Bowling for Bangladesh, Mahindi Miraj getting 3-12 from 8 overs, and that includes some 3 maidens in his spell there, Ivor. So that's what's happening in that match there. Now we turn to the Lanka Premier League. Yesterday, Colombo Star versus Jaffna Kings in the final. And for Colombo Stars, I know Dominic Drake's played on that team there. Colombo Star batted first in there. 20 overs, they made 163 for 5. And that was a game, another thriller there, Ivor, because Jaffna Kings were cruising, and all of a sudden they were in trouble. So in that 163 for 5, you have Danish Chanamal getting 49 from 40 balls, 4, 4, and a 6. Ravi Bapora getting 47 not out from 33 balls, 1, 4, and 3, 6. Charit Asalanka getting 31 from 23 balls, 3, 4, and a 6. So those were the main contributor there in that 163 for 5. Bowling for Colombo Star. No, Colombo Star batted first. So bowling for Jaffna King. There was 1, 2, 3, 4 wickets, a wicket each, the 4 bowlers. Those were the main contributor there. When Jaffna King batted, they made 164 for 8. As I said, Ivor, they were cruising in that match. And all of a sudden, wickets start tumbling when Fernando Fernando got out. Once he got out, we could start it to tumble like crazy. They made 164-8, as I said, with Fernando getting 50 from 43, 4-4 and a 6. I am not even going to try for that last name there either. He got 44, 27 ball with 6-4 and a 6. And Gurbaz, this gentleman here plays for Afghanistan. He got 36 from 18 balls with 4-4 and 2-6s. So those were the main contributors, as I said. The Jaffna Kings, this is their third time getting a hold of that Lenka Premier League title. They won by some 2 wickets. Bowling for the Stars. Benny Owen got 2 for 17 from 3 overs. And Suraj Suranga Lakmal, he came in there and he actually gave them the match. He bowled some 3 overs and he 23 runs and he had 3 wickets. So that's for what's happening there into the Lanka Premier League. If I wanted to the series between Australia and South Africa. And that series there end in some 2 days, Ivor, with there's a review on that pitch there that they got a very bad review. I was surprised to see so many grass in that because of that green in that match. As I said, South Africa batted first. They made 152 all out. And I don't hear anyone talking about a match that finished so early that this team is no good and this team should be playing down there. I don't hear any of the Australians criticizing the South Africans saying they shouldn't be playing on that ground. You know, as I said, South Africa made 152 all out with Kyle Vereen getting 64 and Thembu Bavuma getting 38 with 10 runs going to Iwi and 10 runs going to Rabada. So those are the only person with some 15 extras. So extras of the third best underscore chart. There I go with Nathan Lyon getting 3 for 14 from some 8 overs with 2 maidens. Michelle Stark getting 3 for 41 from some 14 overs with a maiden. There's 2 wickets to Scott Boland. He gets 2 for 28 from 11 overs, and Pat Cummins gets 2 for 35 from 12.2 overs with 3 maidens. When Australia batted, they made 218 all out. With Travis Head getting 98. 36 went to Steve Smith. 22 went to Alex Carey. 218 all out. Keita Rabada got 4 for 76 from 17 overs. Marco Jensen got 3 for 32 from 9. It's 2 wickets. No key. He got 2 for 52 from 30. And South Africa batted a second time. They made 99 all out. Again, Zandu get 36. And Bavuma getting 29. With 16 going to Mirage. Those were the only batsmen to get into double figures. This time, extras did not help them. There was only 1 extra there. Bowling for Australia. Pat Cummins got 5 for 42 from 12 over, which includes some 3 maidens. There's 2 wickets to Scott Boland from some 8 overs with 2 maidens. And Michelle Stark getting 2 for 26 from 11 over with 3 maidens. Now, when Australia batted a second time, they made 35 for 4. So they easily, the batter again was the pick of the bowler. He got 4 for 13 from some 4 overs, this include a main. So he was on some top form there, got a total of 8. Eight wickets in that match. I would like to look at the West Indies got swept in their women series there against England. They did not the T20. They did not win a game there. Their last match they only made 43 over. So they got swept 5-0 in that match. So that's what's happening there. You know, as I said, the Big Bash League is going on down there in Australia at the moment. So the Hobart Hurricane and Melbourne Renegades. Hobart Hurricane, Melbourne Renegades made 114 in their matches. And these are matches I don't see. You have big names playing them, 122 they made in that match. And the Hurricanes made 122. Well, I guess the Hurricane must have batted first, but they made 122. The Renegades made 114, all of them. So, you know, as I said, these big bash matches are not really lighting up the scoreboard. It shows very low total. As you know, one match was played where a team was all over 15. And this is our international players play. So that was just a look. The local cricket take a break for this week. There is no local cricket. They will resume on January 8th.
We want to thank you for that. Tomorrow the Heavyweights, they're going to be taking a break. It's going to be a pre-recorded show at 6 o'clock in the PM. So at least folks would have had something here to feed on.
Just let me butt in here for a minute. Just like, I don't remember what Butcher's name is, his full name, but I was indicating that he passed away down there in the islands. Now, also, umpire Danny Williams passed away possibly yesterday. I know the news that hit us yesterday, so that we're still waiting on information on that. I would say yesterday, because that's when we got the news that he passed away. So, just like to extend condolences to his family and friends on his passing. And also, you don't know the full name for Butu. We call him Butu, but I don't know his full name. We also like to extend condolences to his family on his passing down there while he was down in the islands. Okay, Ivor.
Good morning.
You can continue.
Good morning, David.
Well,
good morning.
Good
morning.
To fuss me, but I guess he's going to tell you what he told me. How he accused you of giving the guy a case of rum to go down there and they tell him to drink it one time. But he wanted to say this episode. You don't have to listen to me. Go ahead, Colonel. Give him the message about our son Boswell Jeffers Butu.
Yeah. Good morning, David. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ivor. You know the way Ivor gives out Christmas cheer?
Yeah. We're used to it.
I'm going to ask you for some grace for our dear friend. Because, you know, his birthday is coming up soon. And I'm sure you wouldn't want to have his birthday in the cold weather where Ivor already has this thing that we're going to be so celebrated. We're going to be so busy celebrating New Year's Day that we don't forget his birthday. And the next day we ask him, when is your birthday? And he's going to say, next year. So, So give
I'm going to tell Lord exactly what you say, Cardinal. So don't worry about
it. Give him a break. Give him a break. So, okay. You know, I'm asking for some grace for you, man. So,
I'm telling you, Cardinal, the weather is hitting down. You have this far, I'm telling you.
So I heard. Yeah, but Butu,
he's in Florida, you know. He's in South Florida, Midland, so he brought it down.
Yeah, but that's what David has always been complaining about. It comes up, it sucks up the warmth and gives us some cold air from up north, you know what I mean? So
David
was never too happy about that. So I'm asking for some grace for him, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm going to have a field day, you know, coming around January and talking about his birthday and stuff like that. So give him a little grace. Give him a little time. Okay? I know you're a good man. Other people. You're a good man.
I like other people, yeah. Okay.
Yes. I know that.
That's right, David. Don't be like
anyway, yeah, I heard about the death of Butu. Boswell Jeffers, that's what we know him as. We probably have another name.
Yeah.
You know, it was a sad event. I'm not sure. Did that happen in St. Kitts or Nevis?
Nevis.
In Nevis. Because I...
Yeah.
In Cotton Ground,
Nevis. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got to go follow up on some inquiry. I'm sharing the I'm gonna make a special effort of sharing the sunshine for the people who came down to suck it up and those who stayed up north and don't have any. You know, we usually
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
My grandkids wanted to go and see the two that are here in Florida, and I'm telling you, it's cool. They said they wanted to see the snow, so my son pick them up there, and it's like they're certainly getting the snow. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And everything
that comes with it.
Hmm.
They reported this thing in Tallahassee this morning.
Yeah, Leo is supposed to probably getting snow up there because it got down. I think was in the 20s or something like that. So he's probably getting some snow up there.
Yeah, he said that this morning.
Wow.
Yeah, that warm and that cold mix in there and bring the snow.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, finally, we're going to have you go ahead and greet your many fans this morning because I already stole your thunder. 721, Kathleen, she got the donkey this morning. I don't know if any gift was on it, but a good laugh.
Mm-hmm. Yep, well, that's okay. But let me say, good morning to all the fans, friends, supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. And today is December 24th. You know, we're right in the midst of the Christian celebration of Christmas. And, we usually call today Christmas Eve. Today is usually a busy shopping day because tomorrow, you know, as we know it traditionally, is going to be a day of fun and eating and camaraderie and communion and all that kind of good stuff. You know, I was talking to a couple of people earlier and they were complaining, well, people don't do it like that anymore. So that kind of, that tradition of going to the house to somebody to offer what they cooked and have it eat and sit down and a little bit and then move on to the next house. He said that tradition is kind of fading out. It would be a sad story anyway. But let me just say, I listened to all of the streaming of the class of 72. You know, let me say good morning, a special good morning to the class of 72. They had the last event in their week of reunion events in Nevis last year, the dinner. That went off pretty well, I would think. And I also got to see the Thanksgiving service and the meet and greet afterwards. That seemed to have gone off very well. They seem to have had a great time. That's something that if you look at it, you'll sure realize that you would have missed something. But, you know, it was great to see, you know, friends and schoolmates gather after some 50 years to come together and celebrate their memories of being in class together and graduating from school. With that said, let me start off by saying good morning to these special fans as well. And I understand it's cold up in New York. So I'm sending out these greetings, the special compliment of sunshine right here on the Saturday morning entertainment show. Good morning, Mortress. Bundle up and share the sunshine with us. Ina, Donna. Oh, Donna is enjoying some sunshine over in Nevis at this time. I saw her at the banquet last night, really having a ball. So while we are still celebrating her as being in New York, she's having a great time in the sunshine over in Nevis. Sharon and Lady Babs in Nisbet, good morning to you. I'm going to go on over to St. Martin. Yeah, they got sunshine over there. And I'm sure Alma will be willing to share some of that with the people in New York and all the way down to Florida. Good morning to you. Good morning, Alma. Good morning, Carlos. Well, Alma just returned from a trip in Nevis. I ain't going to tell her what she went there for, but she just came from a little sunshine trip in Nevis as well. So she got lots of it. Good morning, Alma. And let me move on to St. Kitts. I'm going to say good morning to Lynette. Okay? And we wonder how would the preparation for the carnival activity started already, but really kicks off on Monday. The carnival activities over there in St. Kitts. And at this time, we're going to say good morning to all the people in St. Kitts. Ask them to celebrate and have fun without controversy. Have a great carnival. You understand? Say the same thing to the people over in Montserrat and here in St. Croix, where we're celebrating carnival as well. I'm going to go over to people in Nevis, and I got to say once again to my friends and classmates over there, congratulations for a job well done in putting together a 50th class reunion. And I'm also going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doar and his staff there at 2020 Vision, and particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. Good morning to you. I'm going to say good morning to Umel. Umel is awaiting the completion of the World Cup and to see Liverpool get back into play. You know, she still wants them at the top. Good morning, Omel. And I understand it's also cold in Britain, but you know, we've got sunshine right here on the Saturday morning entertainment show. Good morning to you. I'm going to come across the seas where I'm going to say good morning to the people in Fort Lauderdale, particularly to Elimat, King Elimat, that is. Remember the brother with fondness, especially when the St. Kitts Carnival comes around, because he was such a great contributor to that, to those festivities, and he has left his share of his musical legacy. Good morning, Brother Elmat. Hope your brother is doing well. Say good morning to Marva Jones, and I got to say good morning to my favorite celebrity, Tiffany. A little brother Malik and sister Tanaya, good morning to you. Cold in Florida, we've got sunshine right here. I'm going to go on down to the southwest, Miami. I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Kuttner Richardson, who comes to you that way of Sandy Point. Good morning, Kuttner. Hoping that you're going to have good cheer. I know you will. You got the spirit to do that at this time. I'm going to go on up to Georgia. I'm going to say good morning to Monique Yvette Barbara. It's cold up there too. Colder than the witch. Good morning, Monique. And we also celebrate something else for today. For Monique. Today is Monique's birthday. So happy birthday as well, Monique. And hoping that you're going to have a great day enjoying it. I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne. And, you know, I like to tell you, Yvonne, we remember Yvonne's fondness, in particular at these seasons, the celebration season. Yvonne could cook it up, man. I even know about that. Yvonne, good morning. So we kind of taste the luncheons and so on from a distance and with fond memories. Good morning, Yvonne. Hope that you're having a great time wherever you are spending this season. And if you're cooking, that's all right, too. And so with that said, good morning to all the fans, friends, supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, as well as to the special band.
Oh, no, sorry about that.
Yeah, okay. The special fan of the inspirational hour, Kathleen, hoping that she's having a great time. And that's it. Good morning to all fans, friends, and supporters. Stick around. We've got sunshine. And Ivor's got a great show for you. Brown
Ivor. Yeah, we're going to pump it up with a dollar wine before we just go ahead and do the birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. Just one.
With a 10 cents in your left pocket, 5 cents in your right, 10 cents in your back pocket, safely out of sight, in front, under your bed, stick of the law. Now come, if you want to learn, I explain to her.
Who is that? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
So I know who you are. Don't tell about the worthless part.
I was just trying to make sure. I usually misrepresent what people say. I sometimes people say things and he hears something differently. So I was trying to make sure that he does not misrepresent what you say. I was trying to protect you. Okay? So you said you were an Adventist, and he said that you were Seventh-day Adventist. I didn't hear you say that, but maybe he heard that. Okay?
Well,
he
knows
she takes all the
seven
days.
Adventist.
Right. She takes all the days, 7 days. You have some people who are just Adventist, who are Adventists. Just go on the Saturday. She's a
seven-day
Adventist. She's those 7 days. I know her very well. She wears a lot of holy clothes. She's very holy.
Oh, yeah, I'm making
Baba,
it
how are you doing there?
I'm good, isn't it?
Well, you're relaxing on your cold. Yes, Colonel Marvel is from Nevis, but she lives in
now,
the cold city.
I don't know who that is. Huh?
You don't know who he is?
No.
You must be the only person who don't know him.
I didn't pick up the voice, you know.
You don't have any knowledge of him? You sure you don't have any knowledge of him? No kind of knowledge or nothing?
Not right now. I just hear a voice.
No kind of knowledge.
Okay. Good.
All right.
Who's this again?
Not me, I'll be
a what's the name?
Marvel.
Marvel?
Yes. Henry,
no,
you know Dolly? Kina Fisher?
Who?
I can not Kina Fisher.
No, he was from some side like us on the over the Jindaland side. So he's from over in the Brooklyn side. He's not from our side. So he didn't know much people. Nevis is big, you know. People have to understand that everybody don't know everybody like us.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, then.
There was a time that I knew everybody.
Yeah, that's why you only had 4,000 people living in Nevis.
Okay. I don't know how many, but I know everybody.
I know that. Everybody was about what we had on both hands, in fingers.
Yeah, exactly.
But Marvel, we're gonna be here tomorrow, from 9 until 3 o'clock. We'll be happy if you can come and bring along some folks so we can serenade, you know, back home style on the radio.
Okay.
So, yeah, from nine all the same. So we're on tomorrow, doing the jingle bells and hopefully Santa Claus and doing something good, something nice.
The Henry, the guy that's who is he though? I don't know him himself.
Oh, Mr. Cardinal Mills. He's from Brooklyn. He's on the radio here. Brooklyn.
I'm from Brookhill.
Let's call it Brookhill.
Yeah, I'm from Brookhill.
What
yeah.
is your name?
Cardinal.
What's my...
Cardinal.
You know, Lawrence Mills, his brother, Lawrence Mills is up in New York. So you might have seen
or heard of
Lawrence Mills.
No.
Okay, so connect me by way of who you said your sister was.
Her name is, well, everybody called
Priscilla.
Her name is Priscilla.
Priscilla?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Priscilla. Williams.
No.
You know that person?
No, that does not ring a bell.
A lot of people knew her. Anyway, okay. That's my sister, just to break it down, that's all.
You know Willett's sister, Winnie Willett, Cardinal, so maybe you can affiliate around Winnie and Priscilla and those folks.
He's living with
Winnie, but,
if you know Winnie, you know my sister. If you know Winnie, you should know her.
He was in Nevis, but he used to live in the U.S. Virgin Islands, not the British Virgin Islands. If he was there, he would have known that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's
the
disconnect right there.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's nice talking to you, Mr. whoever you are.
Well, nice of you
Mr.
to stop
Cardinal,
by. She's glad to hear from you.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day, Henry, okay?
Okay, good. We'll take it and see you tomorrow.
Yeah, okay, bye-bye.
Okay, dokie. Okay, bye. Colonel, we haven't heard from Dawn and Debbie, but we're going to do justice to them. Let's see what we have here. Where's the healed world? We're going to heal. We're going to heal the world. We're going to take care of some people, especially in this time. It's not really a good time for a lot of us because it is Kaol. And I know I need to check in with Dennis to see, because that might be the only part of America that is not cold at this time. He's over there in his PJs at this time. Let me scroll down here. Let's see if Dennis is down here. Dennis, where are you? Dennis, where are you? Dennis. Oh, he came and left.
Maybe he's hearing you. You can put up your hand and see if he cares to.
Yeah, he's not here at this time. But we're healing the world. We do justice. I would have him even lend his voice there.
Say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In a place you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place.
Set them warm. We're going to do a whole lot of things here to make things better for a whole lot of people. Because, of course, you're tuned to the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. It's the usual celebration that we celebrate here, but it's special because we're in the Yuletide, we're in Christmas season, and today is Christmas Eve. But we are going to represent Debbie and Dawn with the Antique Care, getting some representation for them. And Cardinal is going to be so kind to do that. Come on in, Cardinal.
Yeah, we know that they, for some reason, they are unable to be here today. But we also know that they work feverishly towards making this world a little more comfortable for quite a few people who are suffering the effects of the destitution. Dawn and Debbie, they, through their charity work and organization called Antigua and Barbuda Care, are making their own efforts to heal the world. And we know at this time of year, there's usually a lot of shout about peace and goodwill to all men. We hear that growing up, and we're still hearing it. But somehow, it seems that peace and goodwill never reaches certain people. So, Dawn and Debbie are filling the gap. They are on their way, and they are making it known, making every effort to heal the injuries that the world has inflicted on so many people. We ask you to give them your support in whatever way you could. Clothes, food, toiletries, book bags for the children, and everything that could assist in making life a little bit more comfortable for those who are caught up in this situation of destitution. It happens regularly. It happens often, but they are doing the mess to make sure that they can repair it. So for the Antigua and Barbuda Care representative, we ask your support. Back to you, Ivan.
schedule day. So she might just want to say thank you, just in case she has to go work up some sweat, work up or something. Monique, you can go ahead and say thank you to us.
Monique should have been relaxing today. She should not have a busy schedule. The busy schedule should have been her business. Anyway, come on in, Monique. Good to hear from you.
Mr. Mills?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for birthday wishes. I'm doing well. It's cold. It's very cold.
That's what
I
heard.
It's about 8 degrees and it feels like minus something, but you know, I'm trying to stay warm on the inside.
Okay.
Ivor, cousin Ivor, thank you for the birthday wishes.
It's always warm inside.
Well, I'm sure you are more than warm inside, Ivor, so.
Okay. It's fun to go inside the warm and get. Yeah, once you go in the cave, you always go in and get really warm.
Yeah. This is, I think, my 18th year in Georgia, and I think it's the coldest weather we've ever experienced here. And if I remember clearly, last Christmas was very, very hot. It was like 75 degrees last year on Christmas Day. So, you know, we have to be thankful. But thank you guys for all the wonderful and warm birthday wishes. Once I get off work today, I'll feel a lot better.
But let me ask you a question. Are you working tomorrow, Monique?
Me? No. Tomorrow is Sunday and it's Christmas. No.
Okay, good. You have to spend some time here with us tomorrow because we're going to be on air from 9 o'clock until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, sending greetings across the way.
Okay.
9 a.m., yes. Sharp. So if you can keep our company, we'll be very, very happy.
I will. I can do that, definitely.
Yes. Well, again, we're going to say happy birthday to you. Enjoy your earth strong and stay warm and get off work like you're staying there. But you know the saying, work smart and not hard. Leave the hard for later.
I'm working very smart today, don't worry.
Yes. Don't bring it really hard at this time. Don't work hard right now. Okay?
All right. You guys be safe out there. Thanks a lot for all the wishes. And I'll see you
You're
guys
welcome.
Tomorrow on here. All right. Thank you.
Yes, dear. Bye-bye. Okay. Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, Cardinal, sorry for the brief interruption. Folks out there, we're still in the birthday hour, and we're dedicating this portion to Miss Monique because today is her birthday, and we're in the birthday hour.
Okay.
Cardinal.
Yes, let me keep going. Out of Pakistan, Anwar Khan, Shayan Jahangir, Masood Salagun, Mohammed Junaid Khan. Out of England, Arthur Dolphin, Reg Seinfeld, Colin Cowdrey, Jane Smith. Out of South Africa, George Thornton, Ronald Draper. Out of New Zealand, Jeff Allard. Out of Australia, Anne Gordon, Joe Matthews Minnie. Out of the West Indies, Roy Miller. Out of Jamaica. Out of India, Piyush Chawla. Out of Oman, Haider Ali. Out of Italy, Joseph Charles Kadiri. Out of Croatia, John Matthew Vinjovic. And the gospel singer Hezekiah Walker, his birthday is today. Singer Ricky Martin, formerly of the Puerto Rican group Menudo, his birthday is today. Kate Spade, a fashion designer, today is a birthday. Ryan Seacrest. Dr. Anthony Fauci, his birthday is today. Ava Gardner, a television actor, I should say actress. Clarence Gilead, also a television actor. We remember him from Walker, Texas Ranger, and before that, Matlock series. I think he died last month, Clarence Gilead. Anna Brenda Contreras, soap opera actress. Carol Rodman, who's a game show host. Howard Hughes, a film producer and aviator. He died in 1976. Michael Finn, the retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General. Jeff Sessions, the former U.S. Attorney General. Hamid Karzai, the former president of Afghanistan, in 1568, the uprising of Moriscos in Granada in 1593, the storm hit Texel, Netherlands, and 40 ships were hit, 500 people were killed. In 1777, Kiritimati, an island in the Indian Ocean, was run upon by James Cook, the British explorer. And you know what they're going to say afterwards? He discovered it, and they called it Christmas Island. In 1814, the Treaty of Ghent was signed, ending the War of 1812 between the United States and the United Kingdom and the Allies. In 1818, the Christmas carol Silent Night, composed by Franz Xaver, was sung at St. Nicholas Parish Church in Austria for the first time. In 1832, the first U.S. Black hospital founded by whites was chartered in Savannah, Georgia. In 1889, Daniel Stover and William Hensch patented a bicycle with a back pedal brake. In 1893, Henry Ford completed his first useful petrol gasoline engine. In 1901, private companies were allowed to use the word postcard in the United States. Previously, they were called private mailing cards or souvenir cards. In 1927, Test cricket debut of Walter Hammond out of England, who scored 51 and 2, took 3 for 56 against South Africa. In 1930, Sukarno was sentenced to 4 years in prison by Indonesian authorities in Bandung, just what was called the Dutch East Indies. In 1935, the National Council of Negro Women was formed. In 1943, U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt appoints General Eisenhower as the Supreme Commander of all Allied forces. In 1948, the first U.S. completely solar-heated house is occupied. That happened in Dover, Massachusetts. In 1953, two fast express trains crashed head-on, killing 103 people in Czechoslovakia. In 1968, the Apollo 8 astronauts read passages from the Book of Genesis. In 1985, Bayong Deo, an award was given to George Best as Europe's best football player. In 1989, Panamanian President Manuel Noriega was seeking asylum in the Vatican City. We know what happened to that. 1992, U.S. President George H.W. Bush pardons Caspar Weinberger for the Iran-Contra affair. You're going to hear more about that. And in 2001, Time magazine names New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani as Person of the Year for his leadership after the September 11th attacks on the World Trade Center. Those are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today. Back to you, Ivan.
That is all about, Cardinal. That's the birthday that you just announced of Hezekiah Walker. That's his voice. So give him a little touch. I want to see him out of water.
I'm not hearing you clearly, Ira. I think your voice has gone off into a trail someplace.
You know, I said my voice heard there was Hezekiah Walker. And you announced that today is his birthday. His 60th birthday, you said, right? Yes.
Yeah.
So I gave him a little touch.
Okay,
the opening touch of every praise. We're going to be rolling down the hill. At this time, it's just gone past 11 o'clock. I just went up some stairs there. Halfway out of breath. But, finally have a comment for us. And then we just hit. As a matter of fact, let's give something for Mertris. And at the same time, something for Monique, especially for her birthday. I trust.
I am. Rachel. Happy birthday to you, Money. Today is your special day. The day when we, growing up in the States, really like to go to town on a Christmas Eve night. You get a cock gun and your bus is shot. Get a little jamming in town and you feel good. Take a wine, take a wine, take a wine, take a wine. Well, those were the days. But now, we hear, perhaps this year we might be playing with snowballs. Snowballs. Do we have black snow or white snow? But we'll be playing with balls. Snowballs. That's it. Monique, enjoy your birthday, your Earthstrong. Folks, be reminded, tomorrow we're having a marathon. It's going to be from 9 until 3 in the p.m. Calling with your greetings. You can give your gift by calling a name on radio, because there's no better sounding name than when you hear it on the radio. So tomorrow, you can call in at 563-999-3693. You can get in. You can even listen to via the World Wide Web, www.blogtalkradio.com/Caribbean Global Voices. I know 721 is going to be up front and center. Irma, not the Hurricane Irma, the one that's come with a quiet storm. Panel, I need some butter, man. I need some butter. Where's my urn? Here it is. You have a comment for us, Cardinal. What's going on with the Netherlands Prime Minister? We're talking about slavery. We're talking about apologies. Is that enough? What's going on there with the Dutch involvement in slavery? You have something to tell us. Should we accept the apology from the young man?
And that's why I would like this to be a conversation. Because in as much as Mr. Andre Brown is celebrating his first Christmas at home, having been sentenced to 40 years in prison in 1999 for a crime that he continued to insist that he did not commit. Finally, his conviction was overturned. Now, I have to look at all that before, because, you know, that comes into the context of the Prime Minister of the Netherlands, Prime Minister Mark Rutte, or Rutte, whatever his last name is, spelled R-U-T-T-E, came forward to offer his apologies for the Dutch involvement in slavery. Now, we've been hearing a lot about things like that lately. The Pope apologizing, the, you know, Prince William offering something of a statement. We've been hearing a lot about this apology for slavery. And at this time, the people in St. Martin, the Bonaire, Curacao, Aruba, in Indonesia, they're having a conversation, and I would like us to, in our own small way, to join in that conversation. Because I'm asking, should an apology for slavery be accepted by the people who have been the victims of that enslavement? And I would really like to hear what other people think. Alma could get us a little bit in on this, on what is being said on radio in St. Martin. And from what I understood from her, I wish she could represent herself at this point, because I don't want to misrepresent her or what she conveyed to me. My understanding is that there's a debate and a discussion about not whether or not the apology should be accepted, but whether or not, but how to accept the apology, how it should be presented, okay? And there are other discussions all over, you know, what was formerly, you know, territory controlled by the Dutch. I mean, you hear of the Dutch West India Company. You know, that's a company that made Holland very, very rich. Make its people, particularly its aristocracy, made them extremely wealthy. So now we are coming in here with an apology. And my question is, should such an apology be accepted? I'm going to go to the basic question of whether or not the apology should be accepted. Anybody got any ideas? Call in and give me a sound out on what you think. I'm going to start with you, Ivor.
Well, apologies are always accepted, no matter how late they come. Because if you mash my corn or you mash my toe, you may very well willfully do it. But since we've come of age, because we growing up in school, kind of, I'm sure you'll remember this, when you mash a man on his foot and he come and he tell you sorry, you come back to say sorry, can't cool it. We
right.
need you to accept that apology, especially when you know somebody willfully do something. You say, no, man, sorry, can't cool this. And we grew up with, we're not taking lightly. So it's like, apology was never something that we really relish. Try not to do anything where you have to apologize for it. That is what is accepted. But basically, I don't know what would he say. I'm telling you the truth, because it was always wrong to me, even the thought of it. It's human beings who would have decided to turn people to work them, as they say, where we know it to be like slaves and a donkey, or whatever you want to call it. How can you take up a man and sell a man? How can you, in good conscience, own a man? The same man who walk and talk and eat and breathe and do everything just like you, and you say, I own you. And I can sell you. And I can beat you. And then we have some who just go along with it and say, what better place there than this? So he was accepted. So now that those folks who would have really gone through the trauma, the big question is it right for us here who didn't feel a thing except for the mental slavery that we are going through now, is to be rewarded? So should the apology be sufficient? That is where I will go. Now, let me say the Prime Minister is reaching out to his counterpart there in St. Martin and, you know, the Netherlands, Curico, Bunny and the likes. How are they taking it? Because then you have to look at the Prime Minister. He was not a part of it. He just happened to be in office. And he's taking the stance that I am the head hunter. So I am doing it on behalf of others. So whether you accept it, yes or not, is it sufficient that it's coming from him? I am not too sure. Is it sincere? Is it worth it? Is it worth the while? Will it heal the wound? Will it stitch? Would it mend anything? I think I really don't know how to put it, because I feel sad that people are selling people. I don't think I personally would feel good enjoying, if you want to call it, money now, on the backs of those persons who would have gone through that. So what is there to heal that? An apology? I am not so sure. It has gone wrong already. We go up hearing what gone bad a morning can't come good evening. Can that ever come good? Or should we just turn to, there would never be any peace until God sits at the conference table. Is it something like that? There would never be any peace unless the world ends and we start another one and erase that from our memory. I really don't know how to put it, Cardinal, because the more I look at slavery and the more I look at the reparation, I just think it's wrong. How can Haiti having to pay France for their independence? I mean, you know, this is a real broad topic. And then they remain as poor as dirt. So there are too many rights. There are too few wrongs in the eyes of those who hold the handle of the blade. So I really know. It's a broad topic. Maybe it's worth discussion, but I don't know where will it end. I don't know if it'll end with satisfaction. I don't know. You said it. He's a man who went to prison. Some 40 years later, they're saying you're innocent. That damage has already been done. What justice can he receive even if you give him $1 billion? Would he be just satisfied to say, I lost my adulthood in terms of maybe childbearing, maybe playing a sport that he may have liked, because you're over 40 now, you can't be the basketball player you wanted to be. You can't be the football star that you could have been. Or maybe being president of these United States. Those chances are just gone. May have wanted to be a fighter jet pilot or something, an astronaut. Those are gone. So can money compensate him? That is the same thing as slavery for me. It's gone bad in the morning. It's not going to come good in the evening. Let me summarize it. The apology would be good for those who accept it as an apology. Coming from him, the others going to say, it shouldn't be you having to do it. Are they just mere words? How do you accept it? I think it comes down to beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. The apology and the acceptance is in the mental state of the person who is hearing it. I don't know if that is sufficient. That's my input in it. Don't know if anybody else there. Let me scroll the board and see. There's a 47. I don't recognize that number. Dennis might have been happy to come in on this, or Leon. Okay, yes, Dennis is here. Good morning, Dennis. You're in your PJs, and I'm sure you'd want to lend a voice on the topic, or you can feel free to bring your own.
Sure.
Happy
days. Thank you.
Family.
Good morning, and of course, I'm happy to be with you guys on the show this morning. But I came in somewhat later, and I'm not sure if the topic you're discussing is reparation or if it's something else. So before is it directly reparation or was this apology?
No, when it's pertaining to the Prime Minister of Netherlands, earlier this week,
yes,
he offered a version of his
apology. Yes, I'm aware of that. He apologized for what the Dutch particular involvement in the slave trade. And
yes,
I think
yes.
the question posed by Cardinal is apology. Should the apology be accepted? And my retort is, if you don't accept the apology, what is the alternative? And before I ask him to come back on that, there is much talk. I think I read very recently in California here that the government, state government, had set up some kind of a group, task force, looking into reparation and things of that nature. I don't have all the exact details, but coming out of that, what I understood was that there is unlikely to be a blanket reparation compensation to all, shall we say, African-American people. More likely, what I think they would do is to have you, as an African-American, prove your descendancy from a slave before they might consider offering any kind of reparation. Now, how many African-American in this country can directly prove today that they have photographs or documents of their ancestors who were slaves. So
right.
There is going to be, this bucket, as you put it, is so big, so wide, and so deep that reparation in itself is going to cause a great deal of angst, simply because not all African Americans would be in a position where they can prove something to get something. So reparation will have to take some other form. And the other form it would have to take would be similar to the affirmative action types that is we've been seeing previously. But we already know today that there are groups who are adamantly against affirmative action. So affirmative action most likely could be thrown out by the Supreme Court as of next, well, when they make their next ruling. So what then? Reparation is something that we will forever be talking about without any real or direct effect or any real or direct form of getting to what is the underlying issue. We obviously are facing the situation where we're going to have to just say we have to accept the apology and be done with it, because I don't see how the reparation, as we are hearing it speak of, will solve any of the issue. But so my question back to Cardinal is, accept the apology or what? What is the alternative if you don't accept the apology? Back to you.
Yes. Before Cardinal come in there, I totally agree with you, though, to be honest with you, because they're going to always be greater and lesser person than you. And even the reparation, if they're telling me that they're going to give, then some people are going to say, I want more. I had 2, 3, 4 people in slavery. Then what you do? You compensate them with, I'm going to put a figure, $1 million. And then I now come in and arguing, but I can't prove I had 10 folks who were there, but you only give me $100. Now, it's war amongst us now, because I'm envying you for getting my black brother.
Mm-hmm.
You're opening another whole can of worms there. But you're watching that,
yeah.
The Joneses and the Hill. Steve, what he got was from that. Now, another thing they're doing, they said, since you can't give individuals, we're going to build you a prison, a nice prison. No, what is that? You're hoping to throw some people in jail. Or some might go a little further, say education, schools, or something. I'm agreeing with you with that question. I think it's a loaded question. It's not the apology. Then what? What is the alternative? Where do we go? So, Colonel, I think the ball is back in your court for an answer. Just before that, the affirmation, like he spoke about there, that action, there's always going to be discrimination because there's no two persons that are thinking alike. So that's a topic that I think we should have started there. Then it's a guy brought that up, that we may very well lose that with a Republican there and the courts. But go ahead, Sandra.
Anyway, an apology for slavery or colonialism as a whole is a meaningless exercise to an injured people. It is merely showmanship, an image decorating expression. We want to look good. We want to look good in the face of technology that is exposing the fact that we are still orchestrating a measure of brutality against the people whom we have designated to be lesser beings. Now, some people are going to say, well, apology or what?
It's not an apology or what. An apology to me, as I said, is meaningless. An apology doesn't even acknowledge the wrong. No, neither does it acknowledge what is wrong with the people who caused the injury. It is merely an attempt to say, we're going to offer you something. An apology is like, you know when we were growing up and an old man sent you to buy a cigarette and he tell you when you come back, he's going to give you a sheep egg. You ever had one of those experiences either?
Yes.
When one of those older people send you out, they tell you, go make a message for me, and when you come back, I'm going to give you a sheep egg. And you stick around and wait for your sheep egg. That's what an apology is, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but let's
the promise.
To the alternative.
The promise.
Hold on, let me finish.
Let me finish. A promise of a sheep egg. The only thing that is appropriate to a people who have been enslaved is the liberation of that people. And let me remind you that apology is also an attempt at an apology is also an insult in light of the fact that the system of oppression which warrants it, that system of oppression is still in place. So therefore, and that's why I mentioned the young man who was released from prison to spend his first Christmas after 23 years. That is because the system of enslavement that was established with the arrival of the Europeans to the Caribbean and the Caribbean and the Americas, that system of enslavement is still in place. And let me describe slavery for you. Let me define slavery for you. And I'm not going to rely on a definition of slavery that is offered to me by its architects and beneficiaries. That would make me look as if I am saying that they are superior to me. An acceptance of their proposition of my inferiority is really not good. And I want to point out something that Frederick Douglass said back in the 1800s. He says, power concedes nothing without demand. It never did and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which can be imposed upon them. An acceptance of an apology is, to me, quiet submission to a system of oppression and asking the oppressor to define who we are and what we are entitled to, which means what? We don't know how to do that for ourselves. We are accepting the proposition of our inferiority by saying, we don't know what's good for us, so you decide. And if you decide that an apology is good enough for us, we'll accept that. You know, the limits of tyrants, Frederick Douglass says, is prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. And to me, that's what acceptance of an apology does. It says, we are willing to accept whatever you dish out because we are too stupid. Our minds are too inferior to determine what we are entitled to. So we're going to let you decide. That is accepting insult and adding it to injury. And as far as an alternative to apology, I'm not looking for any alternative to that. I do not want your apology. It does not do anything for me. It does not heal my injury. It does not dismantle the system of oppression which I have to negotiate or navigate one day after another. I can see that that system of oppression still has the power to incarcerate my grandchildren, even though it has done the same thing to my ancestors. And it can do that after the apology has been issued. Because we sit here thinking that emancipation abolished slavery. It didn't. It modified slavery. But the parameters of slavery remained firmly in place. To the bank, insurance companies, school systems, religious systems, whatever. And that's why you can pile a number of names together to show people who have been incarcerated for 30, 40, 50 years and never committed a crime because the parameters of slavery are still in place. What the hell an apology is going to do for me?
So give us the alternative, Carl.
An alternative to what? There is no alternative. It's not an apology or something else.
So that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So
don't
apologize.
The only thing that is appropriate here is the liberation of a people. If the people are willing to submit to their enslavement, if there are people are willing to submit to that enslavement, if they are willing to accept apologies for their injuries instead of repair to those injuries, then they are willing to submit to the enslavement. And the oppressor is always willing to maintain the system of oppression and keep it in place.
Okay, I show
that's the alternative if you're looking for one.
Okay, hold on. I'll show this one to come. But before that, let me hold on, Dennis. You said we need our oppressors to release this. No, I'm not giving them no over me, that they have something holding for me to release me. I'm as free as how I want to feel. So I am...
Ivan, you're wrong. That's not what I said. That's what you heard, but not that's what I said. But continue. I'll clear up what I said later. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead then. I heard wrong.
Let Dennis come in.
That's what I said, yes.
Cardinal said that he wants liberation. How do you define this liberation in today's society?
Whom?
How are you going to define this liberation that we must get? The only format I can think of is you're saying then, like they used to say, send the blacks all back to Africa and the whites go their own way. That is possibly the only thing that comes to my mind when you say you are liberated, because I don't see what can happen. We are too deeply intermingled with everything to do with the country that we presently live in, whether it's in the United States, Europe, or the Caribbean. But let me go further and say to descendants of slaves, owners, today's descendants of slave owners, have refused to accept that they have any responsibility for the sins of their ancestors. Therefore, they see themselves as having no responsibility to offer compensation. At the same time, those descendants of the slave owners object strongly to any form of, guess what, affirmative action. Bear in mind that affirmative action is supposed to be a cheap version of reparation. So where do we go? How will we ever settle this question of affirmative action of slavery? What we need is some people in this world having their hearts against people of different color, culture, nationality, That has to be erased, and I don't know how you're going to erase it. Reparation isn't going to do it.
I know we don't have other time on this, but perfectly said, because history has taught us, and that's why I always say, this giving back and give that and how much you give and this and that. When they dig deep into it, history has taught us that some slaves voluntarily went into slavery to pay back debts and all that kind of stuff. So when you go and you take something and you say, well, the only way I can pay you back is to become a slave. Now, who are you going to turn around and want to pay me now for that man who was a slave when he volunteered to be a slave?
Sure, Ivor, which of our African ancestors volunteered to be taken out of Africa and brought to the Caribbean and the Americas to be, which one of them owed anything to the Europeans, for instance, who said that they volunteered to come to the Americas and the Caribbean to be slaves?
I don't know. We were not there. But history has told us that some people voluntarily said, take me as a slave for the payment, whatever they got. Maybe they give them a cup of water. I don't know. It could be something what they agreed to. Okay, no problem. I can't pay you back. So here am I. Yes, you became a slave, but you volunteered to be the slave. That's what history told us. And if they're holding on to that and said, well, they were slaves by choice, then no
one. Whose history told us that? Because the history of African people did not see anything of that nature when I studied the history of African people. I never saw anything like that.
Who write the tale. So it depends on who is writing what. But there's always defense. And there's always something. These white people hear what Dennis just said, and he's right. Just like we are saying, why should I benefit from it? I didn't was in a slavery. The man who you want to pay going to say, well, I didn't do it.
Right.
So why should I pay? That's exactly where we are now. So I'm agreeing with Dennis. Let's put it there. See everybody as God's creation. We intermingle. Everybody see everybody. And let's move on. That's how I see it.
Move on where, Ivor? Move on where?
Move away from racism and discrimination.
Move away.
When you say move on, what do you mean?
Okay, let me answer you. Move away from this thing where you're bitter against the white man. And you're bitter against the black man who you think is better off than you, who we refer to as an old or whatever. We need to get away from that bitterness and just born, live, and die. Because we're spending too much time on this.
Yes.
We are spending too much time on this.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
This is really amazing.
It's not amazing. It's reality. Yeah.
I mean, looking at someone like Frederick Douglass from the 18th century offering us some philosophy and to see that has been sitting there for, 200 years almost, and we are here in the 21st century, and we're saying, okay, it done so. We are already slaves, so just let's accept our enslavement.
No, I'm not saying that.
Go along from there. That's what I'm hearing. That is what I'm hearing. You understand? Because if you do not understand that, first of all, if you do not understand your human identity and the value of your humanhood, I think that's the logic that is going to come from that.
Because the system of slavery
is already in place, so let me just accept it. That's what's
going on.
Find out how much people would submit to, and you would know the imposition of injustice, the measure of injustice that you can impose upon them. And this is what is trapping us into a perpetual state of enslavement. This is your arguments are actually an offensive against the proposition of liberation. That's what it is.
God,
that's what I
you
see
got it.
as.
You've got it wrong.
We got 2 minutes.
Cardinal, you've got it wrong, Cardinal. We have to look at the facts. We do not change. Not we, but human as a whole, the entire population have to change and remove that hatred or that covetousness that they have in their hearts against one another. Blacks did not accept slavery. There was such a thing as indebted servitude, you know, but that was people who were starving and wanted things. What we need, remember, the rich descendants of the slave owners said they had nothing to do with slavery, so they bear no responsibility.
So where did they get their wealth from?
Where did Britain get its wealth?
How did Lloyd's of London, Barclays Bank, how did they come into existence?
I'm saying...
You know, where did they get their wealth?
Cardinal, I'm not saying...
And that wealth that they got, they still have it to maintain themselves. So how could they say, I'm enjoying the benefits of the enslavement of a people, but I'm not responsible for
Cardinal, I'm saying it again. The descendants of those rich people who benefited, say they themselves did not, you know, have slavery. They have no responsibility for it, so therefore they see no reason why they should compensate anyone for what their forefathers did. And these same... These same descendants are saying that the pittance of affirmative action, which was supposed to be some form of a reparation, an inducement for them to let the people they discriminate in move forward, they don't even want that. Look what's happening in the courts today, where those people are there, saying we will have none of it. So when they get rid of affirmative action, what else is left? The only solution has got to be men have got to change the hatred in their heart and accept each one for who they are, what they are, and allow them to get on. Don't see me because I'm black. You see my skin first. See me as a human. See me as a man. You're safe.
Interesting. It's a good conversation. Good to hear opposing point of views. I hope the listening public would have really enjoyed it. It's going to be in the archives as usual. But we are running out of time. Let's put it this way. Dennis, tomorrow we know that the Sunday show normally is 52 weeks of the year. My understanding is that the live show tomorrow. So let the folks know if they can still tune in and get whether it's one that's going to be uploaded or one that's pre-recorded or what have you. So
the cricket show tomorrow will be broadcasting a pre-recorded show, we hope, which we will cover some serious topic and some not so serious topic. We try to look back at the year past, you know, what happened in cricket terms on the cricket pitch during those years, and some of the things which we thought we would remember clearly suddenly come into focus when we look at them 10 months, 11, 12 months later. So if you can join us, it will be a recorded, pre-recorded show where we hope to have some music along with the talk and the banter. So grab your beverage, grab your favorite drink, and become part. Just listen when you've put away the Christmas turkeys and Christmas hams. That's it. So join us tomorrow at the Blog Talk Radio, the Cricket Show, at 1-515-605-9850. That's it from me, Ivor.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. And tomorrow, well, we're going to be here live from 9 o'clock until 3 o'clock, and we're going to be having folks send their greetings across the way, as usual. Happy holidays. Hanukkah would Kwanzaa, I think, it starts on the 26th, but we'll just go ahead and just accept whatever greetings you're sending on that day. And of course, it's 563-999-3693. That will get you in. Or if you care to listen to on the web, it's blogtalkradio.com/Caribbean Global Voices. Again, that's from 9 o'clock in the morning. That's our time here, New York time, if you want to say that. The Eastern Standard Time will be 10 until 4. So be here with us. We are going to be accepting calls and requests as usual. Plenty of Christmas songs to go around, holiday songs, laughter, jokes, what have you. We'll have put a little Mickey in the mouse and then take the mouse out of the Mickey, whatever it is. But we'll have some fun. We promise we'll have some fun. Final, your last word.
Yes, it was. We hope that it was a pleasing show. We always try to do that for the fans, friends, and supporters. And we're going to be, I enjoy doing it. So I'm going to be back here next week, just before the opening of the new year, to have some celebration with you again. And let me remind you that on Monday begins the Kwanzaa celebration. And those who celebrate Kwanzaa, the first day of Kwanzaa is referred to as Umoja, meaning unity. And the objective of this principle is to strive to maintain the unity of the family, the community, and the nation. So as you think about that and you're looking forward to the celebration of Kwanzaa, think about what that first day of observance is about. I'll be back here with you next Saturday, sharing, celebrating with you. I enjoy doing that. So until then, have a great week.
Yes, and again, I want to say happy birthday to Money, Hezekiah Walker, as you would have said, Colonel, in your birthday celebrations. He's having a birthday today as well. But Money is our very own. Kazo, enjoy the rest of the day. I hope you did not wait until today to start celebrating. You know you have to do it either way. December 1st, you should have started your celebrations. Today is only to double the pleasure. And you promised to be with us tomorrow, so we continue your celebrations tomorrow. And folks, it's cold all over America. What is the temperature?
Yes. Oh, we're about 65, 70 degrees out here.
Ouch. Ouch, man. Hey,
blue sky.
Open there.
Talk about envy.
You are the envy of the world. I say of all of the United States. Ooh, that was out.
Yeah.
I got a look and say 6 degrees this morning. It went up to 7, 8, 9. Our high is going to be 25 today if we're lucky. Good thing, not much wind at this time. So we're saved by the wind in my neck of the woods, that is. I mean, John Street.
In fact, it's so beautiful out there, I think it's ready for cricket.
Ah, come on. You see? Then, with friends like you, we don't need enemies, man. You see what I mean? That's, ouch. Yes, I'm telling you. Well, folks, it's nature. We have to enjoy nature. And we complain when it's hot, we complain when it's cold. So we need something in between that can keep us at a leverage where we would be happy. But folks, that's where we're going to be ending this portion this morning. We started at 9 o'clock in our neck of the woods. We go up until high noon. We're just moments away from that. But again, tomorrow at 9 o'clock, we are going to be on air to celebrate the birth of Christ. And of course, we're going to remember the reason for the season. Of course, we're going to keep the Christ in Christmas. We're not going to Xmas. We're going to do all we can here to make sure that you enjoy your Christmas day. Maybe with gifts, opening gifts, but we try to just provide you with some company in terms of songs, some laughter, or what have you. And again, folks, remember, 6 o'clock in the p.m., the Cricket Show will be on. You will not be able to call in, but you'll be able to listen. So make that a date. to be with the cricket show. Well, I want to thank Monique for coming through. We had a few folks that coming through. You're not going to give me enough time to call names. But again, we want to say may the rest of the day be the best of your day. And we'll do this again next Saturday when it'll be the last day of the year, just before we turn to the 1st of January, which is Audley's birthday. So, folks, until then, next Saturday when we come with the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, we'll see you back here again tomorrow, same station, same voices, to bring you the Christmas show. With that, may the rest of the day be the best of your day. Thanks again, Dennis, for coming through and lending us your voice. We are